Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Usually, we're here to talk about all the shiny stuff. You know, the
Yes.
future of finance, the potential of blockchain.
How technology is going to change the world.
Exactly. But today,
Yeah.
we're flipping the script. We're going to pivot away from all that optimism and look at the darker reality of this space. We're talking about theft.
It's a really necessary pivot. I mean, the data in our research stack for this is pretty sobering. We aren't just talking about bad market timing or, buying a coin that just didn't work out.
Oh.
We are analyzing engineered theft. We're talking about rug pulls and exit scams.
Right. And that distinction, it really matters here. Losing money because a startup failed is one thing.
Oh.
Losing money because the project was literally designed to fail from day one is something else entirely.
Completely different.
So our mission today is to deconstruct exactly how these scams are architected, from the code itself to the social engineering, so you can spot the trap before you step into it.
And I like that word architected because these aren't accidental crimes. They're very structured. And the source material uses this really grounded analogy to explain the concept.
The store that closes overnight.
That the one.
Let's run with that for a second, just to set a baseline for everyone. Imagine I don't know, a high-end boutique opens up in your neighborhood.
Okay.
There are grand opening banners, influencers taking selfies out front, and they're taking pre-orders for some exclusive merchandise at a discount. You put down a deposit, the vibe is great.
The social proof is all there. You feel comfortable.
Totally.
Yeah.
But then you come back the next morning to pick up your item, and the windows are papered over. The inventory is gone. The owners are gone.
And your deposit is gone.
Most importantly, your deposit is gone.
Right. In traditional retail, that's just fraud. In crypto, that is the literal definition of a rug pull. But the storefront here is a website and a Telegram group.
And the inventory is the liquidity in a decentralized exchange.
Exactly.
So let's move beyond the metaphor. How does this actually happen on a technical level? Because I think a lot of people just assume a rug pull is someone hacking a wallet or something.
Yeah, stealing a password. But it's not. The research suggests it's actually a pretty clear four-step life cycle.
Okay.
And step one is the setup. This is where the sophistication has really ramped up recently. It used to be scams looked cheap.
Oh, yeah. Misspelled words, bad graphics. You could spot them a mile away.
Exactly. But now the sources highlight that scammers are investing heavily in what they call credibility signals.
Credibility signals.
Yeah.
So they're actively mimicking the look and feel of legitimate projects.
Perfectly. They aren't just launching a token, they're launching a brand. Step one involves creating a slick website, often with a better UI than legitimate projects.
Wow.
But the most dangerous part, according to the documents we looked at, is the weaponization of the white paper.
Oh, I've seen this. You open a PDF and it is 40 pages of dense mathematics, these tokenomics diagrams, flowcharts. It was incredibly professional.
And that is the entire point.
Yeah.
It's what you could call proof by intimidation. They pack these documents with jargon references to deflationary rebasing mechanics or auto-staking yield generation, specifically to overwhelm you. If you don't understand it, but it looks smart, you just assume they're smart.
So it uses the complexity of DeFi against the investor. Okay, so they have the professional look. That takes us to step two, manufacturing hype.
This is the social engineering phase. The technical term for what they're exploiting here is social proof. If thousands of people seem excited, your brain just tells you it must be safe.
It's that herd mentality, that survival instinct.
It is.
But how do they get thousands of people excited if the project is totally fake?
They buy them. The research outlines a whole shadow industry of what are called shilling services. You can pay to have thousands of bots join a Discord server.
Wow.
You can pay B-list influencers or, key opinion leaders on Twitter to post a gem alert.
That's such a critical distinction for you to remember. Just because an account with 100,000 followers mentions a project, it absolutely does not mean they've vetted the code.
99% of the time, they haven't even read the website. They just cashed a check.
Right.
The sources also mention the use of fake volume. So the scammers will trade the token back and forth between their own wallets just to make the chart look active.
It stimulates the lizard brain. You see green candles, you see activity, and you feel that FOMO, that fear of missing out.
It's a powerful drug.
Okay, so the trap is set. You have a legit-looking white paper and a buzzing community. Now we're at step three, the buy-in.
This is where the money moves. This usually happens through a presale or a fair launch. Investors swap their valuable assets.
So their Ethereum, their Solana, or maybe a stablecoin like USDC.
Right, for this new, completely unproven token.
And this is where the mechanics of the liquidity pool become central to the whole scam. I really want to spend a moment here because this is where people get lost.
It's the key. When you buy a token on a decentralized exchange like Uniswap, you aren't buying it from a company.
You're buying it from a pool.
Correct. And let's get a little technical for a second because this is the actual mechanism of the theft. A liquidity pool is just a smart contract that holds a pile of two different assets. Let's say Ethereum and our scam token.
Okay.
To make that token tradable, the creator has to deposit a bunch of Ethereum and a bunch of their scam token into that contract. That's what allows people to swap between them.
Okay, so the pool is the marketplace.
Bye.
And when an investor buys, they're putting more Ethereum into the pool.
And taking out scam tokens.
But over time, that pool gets fuller and fuller of real money, the Ethereum.
Precisely. The pool becomes a vault of real value. And that brings us, of course, to step four, the rug pull. The creator, who usually still holds the keys to that liquidity pool, simply withdraws all the funds.
They just take the Ethereum
They
out.
take all the Ethereum out. And because that backing asset is now gone, the value of the scam token instantly drops to zero.
And you can't sell it.
You can't sell it because there's no Ethereum left in the pool to swap it for. Mathematically, it is now worthless.
That is the hard rug. It's violent, it's immediate. You check your phone, the chart is just a vertical line straight down, and the liquidity is gone. But the research mentions this isn't the only way they get you. There are variations that are much harder to spot.
The hard rug is the classic for sure, but the soft rug is maybe more insidious because it targets your hope.
How does that work?
In a soft rug, they don't just steal the liquidity overnight. They play a longer game. They might launch the project. Everything seems fine for a while, but then silence. The developers stop pushing updates to the code. The roadmap milestones are all missed.
It's the slow fade.
Exactly. And meanwhile, the team is quietly selling off their own stash of tokens in small amounts. They're draining the value slowly so they don't cause a big panic.
So by the time the community realizes the project is dead, the treasury is already empty. It's theft by attrition.
Yes. And it sounds almost like a bad startup just failing, but the critical difference is the intention was never to succeed in the first place.
Right. It actually uses the hold on for dear life, that HODL mentality against the investor.
It does. You keep holding because you think, oh, they're just building in stealth, but really, they've already left the building.
Okay, now there's a third type mentioned here that is purely technical and really nasty, the honeypot. This one actually scares me because the chart looks amazing while it's happening.
The honeypot is a code trap. It's really clever in a malicious way. The scammers write a specific restriction into the smart contract itself.
And what does that do?
The code allows any wallet to buy the token, but it restricts who can sell the token.
Oh, wow. So you see the green candles? The price is skyrocketing because nobody is selling.
Because nobody can sell. Except them.
Right.
You see your portfolio value go up, you think you've hit the jackpot, but when you finally try to swap your tokens back to ETH, the transaction fails. You get an error message.
And that's because they've whitelisted only their own wallet address to be able to sell.
Usually, yes. So you're essentially throwing your money into a glass box.
Okay.
You can see it, but you can never, ever touch it again.
That is a nightmare scenario. And finally, the classic pump and dump.
Yeah, this one is less about code exploits and more about simple market manipulation. And it's distinct from a rug pull because the project might actually be real in the sense that the code works.
Okay.
But the creators hold a massive percentage of the supply. They hype the price up, wait for all the retail investors to pile in at the very top, and then they dump their massive bags on them
Crashing the price.
instantly, and leaving all the new investors holding heavy bags that will, you know, probably never recover.
It is such a minefield out there.
But the point of this deep dive isn't just to scare people, it's to arm them.
Right.
The source material offers some scenario analysis exercises. I'm going to run through these because applying the knowledge is how it actually sticks.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Okay, scenario A. We have a project. It's called Moonrocket. Here are the specs. It launched 3 days ago.
The team is fully anonymous cartoons for profile pictures. They are promising 1,000x returns guaranteed on their landing page.
Oh boy.
And when you look at the Block Explorer, the top wallet holds 80% of the total token supply.
Okay, I can see the flashing red lights from here. This is almost a caricature of a scam, but people fall for it every single day.
So break it down for us. What's the single biggest technical risk here?
It has to be the wallet distribution.
Top Wallet holds 80%. That is the kill switch.
The kill switch.
Yeah. In a decentralized project, you want tokens distributed among thousands of different holders. If one person holds 80%, they are the market. If they decide to sell, the price goes to zero. It's just math. You are trusting one stranger with your entire financial survival.
And what about the anonymous team?
So this is tricky because Bitcoin's creator was anonymous, right? Anonymity is part of crypto culture.
True.
However, in a low-cap, brand-new project, anonymity combined with the promise of guaranteed returns is a death sentence. Legitimate DeFi protocols never guarantee returns. The market dictates the returns.
If they promise a multiplier, they are lying.
100%.
Okay, so Moonrocket is a hard pass. Let's look at scenario B, SolarDex.
Right.
Here are the specs. The project's been in development for 2 years. The founders have LinkedIn profiles linked on the site, and you can see their past work history at reputable tech companies.
Good start.
The code has been audited by a top-tier firm, and this is crucial. The liquidity is locked for 2 years.
This is a fundamentally different risk profile. Now, it doesn't mean it's a guaranteed win. Businesses fail all the time. But it's almost certainly not a rug pull.
Let's unpack that liquidity lock part. What does that actually mean, technically?
So remember how we said the scammer just withdraws the ETH from the pool?
Yep.
Locking liquidity means they take those withdrawal keys, specifically they're called LP tokens, and they send them to a time lock smart contract.
So even if they wanted to steal the money, the code itself wouldn't let them until that timer runs out.
Exactly. It removes the human element of trust. If the liquidity is locked for 2 years, you know the store cannot physically close overnight.
And the audit.
An audit just means a third-party cybersecurity firm has read the code line by line to check for things like that honeypot logic we discussed.
Right. They check for backdoors.
They check, can the owner disable selling? If the audit from a good firm says no, you're much, much safer.
So Moonrocket relies on trust and hype. SolarDex relies on verification and code restraints.
That is the essential difference between gambling and investing in this space.
Okay, so we've analyzed the anatomy, we've looked at the scenarios. Let's condense this all into a red flag checklist. If you're about to click buy, what are the five things you absolutely need to check first?
Okay, let's run through the mental checklist. Number one, the team. If they are anonymous, your risk just doubled. If they are anonymous and the project is brand new, you should just assume it's a scam until it's proven otherwise.
Number two, the code audit. Has a reputable firm looked at this? And don't just look for a little audited badge on the website. Click it. Actually, read the report. Scammers often fake the badge.
Or they'll use a cheap automated audit that misses everything important.
Right. Number three.
Number three. Liquidity status. Is the liquidity locked? You can check this on tools like UNCX or other legitimate locking platforms. If it's unlocked, the developers can drain it in seconds.
Number four. Token distribution. Check the Holders tab on the Block Explorer. If the top five wallets hold more than, say, 20 or 30% of the supply, you are basically asking to be dumped on.
And number five, this is a specific technical flag, the mint function. Does the contract allow the owner to create more tokens out of thin air?
So they can just inflate the supply.
If they can mint unlimited tokens, they can flood the market and crash the price whenever they feel like it.
That's a powerful list. But I want to pivot now to the protection strategies. Aside from just looking for red flags, what proactive habits should we be building? The research mentions start small, but that feels a little generic.
It sounds cliche, but in crypto, it's a survival tactic. Test transactions are vital. Don't throw your whole stack in at once. But beyond that, learn to use sniffer tools.
Tools like Token Sniffer or RugDoc.
Yes. These are automated platforms. You just paste the contract address in and they scan the code for you. They'll tell you, hey, this looks like a honeypot, or hey, the owner can set the tax rate to 100%.
Wait, set the tax rate to 100%?
It's another trick. You buy the token, but the contract has a function that says there's a 100% tax on all sales. So when you try to sell, the developer gets all of your money.
And the automated tools catch that instantly.
They do.
So don't just trust your eyes, trust the tools.
And verify the social proof. Go into the Discord or the Telegram. Are the conversations real? Or is it just 1,000 bots all saying LFG and to the moon? Real communities have people asking difficult questions about the product. Fake communities just have hype.
That's a great heuristic. If no one is complaining or asking tough questions, it's probably a bot farm.
Precisely. Real product development is messy. Scams are polished.
It's almost counterintuitive. We're trained to look for polish, but sometimes that polish is the disguise.
It often is.
So bringing this all together, we are operating in a frontier market. The potential is high, but the protections are extremely low.
There is no FDIC insurance here. There is no customer support hotline you can call. You are your own bank, which also means you are your own bank security guard.
And rug pulls aren't just bad luck. They are specialized psychological and technical attacks.
They prey on two things: your greed and your ignorance of the mechanics. If you can remove the ignorance, you can usually control the greed.
I want to leave you with a final thought, something to test your instincts. We adapted this from the source material's final exercise.
Let's hear.
Imagine a close friend calls you. They're frantic. They say, you have to buy this new coin, Safe Moon Mars. It's launching in 10 minutes, the telegram is going crazy, and it's going to 100x.
The classic FOMO induction.
Based on everything we've talked about today, what are the three questions you would ask that friend to stop them from incinerating their money?
Okay. Question one. Is the liquidity locked, and can you show me the transaction on the blockchain proving it?
Good one. That's a hard stop right there.
Question two. Who holds the keys to the contract, and can they mint new tokens? And question three, simply, why are they anonymous?
And if they can't answer those three questions in about 3 seconds, you hang up the phone.
Or better yet, you tell them to listen to this deep dive.
Exactly. Knowledge is the only real edge you have. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and watch your wallet. We'll see you on the next one.